To put more pressure on besieged Palestinians in Gaza, Israel has increased its arrest and humiliation of Gazan patients seeking medical treatment outside of the enclave. The Hamas Ministry of Health has condemned the arrest and indictment of a Gazan patient as he was leaving Gaza last week.
Mr. Ziyad's arrest and indictment are more proof of the ill treatment of Palestinians at Israeli crossings and checkpoints. Mr. Ziyad wanted to receive treatment in the West Bank, but was arrested even after being granted an exit permit by the Israeli security agency. This shows that the permit was nothing but a bait to lure him into prison.
Data collected by Palestinian non-governmental organizations network Pingo and its affiliates indicate a rise in the number of Palestinian patients arrested by Israeli security agency at the Erez crossing in northern Gaza.
Not only are patients strip-searched and humiliated at the Erez crossing, but they're also being arrested now and then. The number of arrests continue to increase. We call on the international community to step in and put an end to the suffering of Gazans.
Years of Israeli siege have led to acute shortage of necessary equipment and medicine in Gaza hospitals to deal with the relatively high number of seriously ill patients. The situation is especially dangerous for chronically ill patients who have to be on medication for long and those requiring emergency operations. We went to meet the family of Aed Ziyadeh, the latest victim of Israel's aggression against Palestinians in Gaza, and they had this to say.
My children and I were totally dependent on my husband, and all of a sudden he isn't here, and now we have to wait 5 years to see him again.
My son's health situation is very bad, and instead of being in a hospital operating room, he is languishing in an Israeli prison cell.
According to the Israeli rights group B'Tselem, Israel continues to breach the right of the residents to medical care inside Gaza and access to medical treatment outside the area. The Ministry of Health and Human Rights groups in Gaza have voiced concern over the current situation and called upon the international community to stand by the patients in the Gaza Strip. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.